Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Friday. Welcome back to The Positivity Effect, episode number 54, The Power of Subtext. I am really excited to announce that I will be launching a store on May 1st that's going to have some inspiring t-shirts and other products that will be added along the way to keep you feeling positive and uplifted. So stay tuned. Today, we're joined by the voice behind the intro of The Positivity Effect, Tim Page. First and foremost, Tim is a husband and a father, and some of his talents include podcasting and live touring with a rock band that was featured on MTV and Warped Tour, just to name a few. He's a successful voiceover actor and has done work for companies like Disney and the UFC, and his company, Make My Intro, is how I connected with him to build the intro behind The Positivity Effect. Tim is such a down-to-earth, genuine guy, and I am honored to have him on today. Check out his work at timthepage.com, and Page is spelled P-A-I-G-E. Also, hit him up on Twitter at timthepage. He's here today to tell us about his history as a voiceover actor and really pay attention when we get into the psychology behind language and how, if used correctly, the subtext of language can drive emotion. Help me welcome him now to The Positivity Effect. Oh my gosh. I am so excited, guys, because the man, the myth, the legend behind my intro is on the show right now, and he's live. He's on the line with me right now. Tim, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man? Mostly just a man, not really a myth or a legend, but just not even the man, just
wanted to say
a
that,
man.
Tim, it's really been, you know, we had a chance to connect a few times, and I got a chance to meet you, and it was really awesome to, you know, because I was, when I first started the podcast, I didn't know how I was going to do the intro. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know if I wanted to just do it with my own voice. And just when I connected with you and the level of professionalism and the color that you really brought to the show, it's really been, people really enjoy it. It's been an awesome just aspect of The Positivity Effect.
Dude, that's great. I love to hear that. I love what I do, and I know that branding and having something have the right tone and the right mood and setting everything up for the energy that you have is a tall order. But I'm glad that people are digging it, and I had a blast doing it.
Yeah, and you know, like for me, like anytime I do a show, if I have to go back, if I have to put a little bit of an intro into the show, if I hear that little bit that you recorded over the music, it gets me. It always puts me back into a certain state.
Nice.
And it puts me there every time. Yeah. And it's really, it's so powerful. And I mean, it's not easy to, you know, to, like you said, to do that for, you know, if you've never met me before, how do you know, like, the energy, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
I want to talk about Tim. I want to talk about your life, but like really quick, since we're on the topic, like what is part of that process for you when you have somebody that reaches out to you and says, I have this crazy big idea and I, you know, please put a voice to it. You know, where do you start? Where does that creative process start?
Yeah, well, the good thing for me is I have a team that is just unbelievable now. And so what we do is it's typically one of two people. Usually my best friend, my lifelong best friend, Liam, he's our project manager. So he gets on the phone. He spends 30 minutes with with a new client and finds out, you know, what are they like? What are they into? What's the messaging? What are they going for? What's the biggest goal they want to accomplish? And through doing that, he's really able to write an amazing script, find the right music, put everything together. And then, you know, he and I chat and he gives me the rundown so that I'm able to say, look, you know, this guy or this gal is really high energy and I'm going to have to bring it. Or this is more of a solemn podcast. You know, we'll bring it down a little level. But the whole focus is just getting everything set up based on, you know, the the vibe, the energy that we get from the person that we're talking to. And I'm lucky enough to have a team that just really gets that. So it just makes my part of the process, you know, as easy as possible.
You know, I love that you started with that, you know, because it could be easy when somebody like says that when somebody gives you a praise for something and you do something well, and, you know, it could be easy to just accept it and be like, oh, yes, thank you so much. You know, I worked very hard at it. But like, I love how you just immediately went to your team and just talked about the people driving behind you and helping you build, keep the wheel greased, you know, because without your team, you know, it just sounds like that it these things wouldn't happen. And it's such a reminder. We can think about like literally any analogy, like that team could be a business, you know, it could be our family. It could be the team behind us, you know, whether we're a husband, we're a wife, we have children, you know, there's somebody behind you right now that's, you know, even if you feel you're in the darkest spot in your life, there is something or somebody or there's just somebody behind you that is there and they're rooting for you in some way, whether you know it or not.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, I do think that we need to work our butts off and do our best to be the best person and to, you know, be the best, whatever it is, husband, father, wife, mother, son, whatever, entrepreneur, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, you do have to do that. But you also, I mean, for me, without a team around me, without my wife and son motivating me every day, without, you know, Liam and Brittany, who are on my team at the intro an outdoor creation company, without the team at Lead Pages, without that, I mean, you know, I'm just like a tiny little thing. With them, they lift us up and we become something so much bigger. And it's really amazing. Honestly, I am so grateful to be constantly in all areas of my life surrounded by these people that push me hard in the best possible way.
Is that, you know, I love that you said that word grateful. Is that something that it just comes naturally for you, where you're able to always kind of step outside of yourself and recognize, you know, when somebody is stepping up for you and helping you and every, you know, the people in your life? Or is it like, I know for me, like, it could be easy to get my own way, you know? So for me to get out of my own way, I may have to sit down. I have to maybe spend some time with myself, maybe journal, you know, whatever that looks like for everybody. So, you know, is it something that just comes naturally, or do you have to, you know, do something else to kind of help always remind you to be at the forefront with that?
You know, it used to be harder. I used to be a really big control freak. For too long, when I was running this company, Make My Intro, it was just me for a long time. And I was writing the scripts. I was finding the songs. I was producing. I was doing all the communication with the client and making them happy and doing the phone calls. And, you know, the reality is, nobody's good at everything. Nobody's great at everything. I guess some people can be good at everything, but I'm not good at everything. There are a few things that I'm really good at and some things I'm just not. You know, I'm a decent writer. I have a good ear for music and that kind of thing, but Liam is just better. You know, he's better at those things. And so as soon as I started to let go, as soon as I started to let other people who were better at those things than me take over those parts of the business or the things we do at home, whether, you know, with my wife and letting her, you know, do the things that, you know, she's better at than me, or whether it's at Lead Pages, you know, as soon as I did that, everything got better. All those things moved to a higher level. They got better. They, you know, business took off at Make My Intro. I mean, we doubled our price and our business almost doubled, you know, and all those things happened. And we realized that not only was business going well, but we were all happy. Liam was benefiting because he's now a part of my company. And the clients and customers are happy because they're getting a better product and they feel that sense of excitement. It's just, you know, it's so many things have gotten better. So now that I've learned to let go, now it's like, no, it's easy. It's so easy. I can just completely give praise. You know, I think I do good work for my part of the thing, but the vast majority of it is all of us together as a team. It's easy for me now.
You know, as an entrepreneur, like we're here, we're trying to solve problems. But like for you, like, do you think too, also like just that paying it forward of now also, you know, being responsible to help somebody else push their life forward. You know, you're giving people opportunities to work. You're giving, you know, that's a very special opportunity to be able to build something. And then, like you said, let some of the control away, but also now provide for somebody else, you know. It's
yeah, man, that's a really cool thing. And we have the weird in our business in Make My Intro and at Lead Pages, we have like the weird the weird thing that not only like at Make My Intro, you know, do I get Liam to get some work and he gets to work together in the business with me and his wife, you know, and they get to do that. But on top of that, the work that we are doing for our clients, you know, many of them are pursuing a podcast as something they just love. And so we're helping them. Or, you know, some of them, it's a business or it's an a facet of their business. Some of them, maybe the most successful facet, the most profitable facet of their business. So we get to contribute to their business and their lives, and they employ people. And it's like this really amazing thing that we get to do. Not all businesses are like that, but we have this weird thing that we're doing that's just a part of that. So that's really exciting too.
Oh man. Yeah. And yeah, it's just, and it just starts to really spread when everybody's helping each other, and it's really powerful. And Tim, you know, thinking about just like, you know, we talked about how you built the intro for me and you've done so much intro work and so much voiceover work. When did that become a passion of yours? You know, when you recognized, when you were like, this is something I was meant to do this. I was put on this earth to really do this for people.
Yeah, well, a bunch of years ago, I had a podcast of my own, a really bad podcast, but a podcast nonetheless. And one of the things I wanted to do was I had this idea of kind of picking on all of the entrepreneurial podcasts that were coming out. Believe it or not, even 4 years ago, there were a lot of podcasts that were pretty much just copying each other. So there was like this big flywheel of podcasts copying each other. And I wanted to have my intro be kind of a joke and make fun of that a little bit. In a fun way, because a lot of them were my friends and we all knew we were all kind of picking on each other. But so I did this intro that was like a movie trailer. And I put, you know, these big sound effects, and I put on the best movie trailer voice I could do at the time, which was really bad. And it was, you know, it was something along the lines of like, in a world where entrepreneurs are running podcasts, one man will cut through the crap. And it was really bad. You know, I'm not a deep voice guy. That's not my forte. But what happened was it sounded, minus, you know, the fact that I didn't have a great voice for that kind of thing, it sounded really good. And I produced it really well. And all of a sudden people started coming to me and saying, hey, you know, will you make my intro? And I did a few of them for free. And then I was like, forget this. I'm going to do this for a business. And after a year of doing, I think, about 100 podcast intros and outros, I started to go, you know, I love doing this, but I feel like there's more. So what is this? What's this thing? And I started doing all the research I could on voiceover. I bought a bunch of books and I went through some courses. Some were great, some were awful, and got into the communities and just fell absolutely head over heels in love. Hired a bunch of coaches over the years, and now I have kind of my stable of coaches. I've got really 4 coaches that I work with that are unbelievable. But I just fell so in love with all the different things that are involved in voiceover. I mean, you know, a lot of people think of voiceover as either the movie trailer guy, which has really gone away in past years. If you think about it, 99% of the movie trailers don't even have voiceover other than the characters in the movies. But it's, you know, it's that we think of that. We think of animation, you know, all the little characters that we can do in a different, you know, we think of that stuff, and we think of, you know, sometimes commercials or Morgan Freeman we think of, but voiceover is like this massive thing that is a part of all of our lives that we maybe never even think of. Like, for example, if you have an iPhone, you've heard Siri. Well, Siri is a woman named Susan Bennett who did the voice of Siri many years ago, who is in our voiceover community, and you never think of that. You know, you call a doctor's office and, you know, there's that person answering the line that's on the automated thing. That's a voiceover actor. You know, the TV promos, which is my favorite area of voiceover, where it's like, tonight on Fox, an all new episode of The Simpsons. That's my favorite thing. And that's all voiceover. And there's so much more of it. To me, it's so fascinating what an impact that has on business, on entertainment, on all these things, that it sucked me in.
And also like the impact on the actual consumer, like how powerful is that, how much emotion is behind what you're doing, you know, like you can say it one way and then you can say it a completely different way and it's going to convey a completely different emotion inside the listener or the viewer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, one of my coaches always had this thing because he really believes in, he, or not believes in, but he really pushes subtext. you know, there's a lot to the subtext of how we speak. So like, you know, ask me, so, you know, Dr. Tom, ask me how was my day?
Tim, how was your day?
It was good. Like, how was my day? It wasn't that good, right? But I said the word good, but it wasn't that good. It was like, ask me again how my day was.
Tim, how was your day?
It was good. Right? Now my day was good. It's a completely different kind of good.
That's crazy.
So like subtext, it really matters. And this is the stuff that, you know, if you're not in that industry, you don't think much about it. Like, here's another great example. And I know this, people aren't necessarily like voice actors listening, but I think this is really fun. And it's a fun way to see what goes into this. And I use this for my webinars at Lead Pages, for my podcast. I use it for all this stuff. So like, okay, so here's an interesting way that you can manipulate language, right? So I'm going to ask you I'm going to ask you three different questions, but the answer that you're going to give is going to be the same. So you're going to say, she saw me. That is your response to all of these questions. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. Who saw you?
She saw me.
Okay. But I screwed it up. Let's try it again. I'm going to ask, so you're going to say, she saw me. All right. So I'm going to ask you, who saw you?
She saw me.
What did she do?
She saw me.
And who did she see?
She saw me.
Try it again. Who did she see?
She saw me.
She saw me.
She saw,
right?
At the end, she saw me.
Right? So it's these little manipulations that have to go through as you're doing this stuff that really does have a big impact. And it's really interesting, and it's just a fun, interesting focus on language and learning if you do public speaking or that kind of stuff, like what gets people to pay attention to certain words. Like, for example, if I want you to pay attention to a certain word, I can pause for a minute and now you're focused and you're thinking about me. And those little things have a big impact. And I just think that's so fascinating to me.
Wow. Like, yeah, you're like, if I want to get you to pay attention to a certain word, and then you just had like a slight little pause and it like completely shifted the way I was listening to the conversation.
Exactly right. And all those little things factor in. And the key, though, is doing all those things in a way that doesn't sound like you're doing all those things. And that's where the best of the best voice actors live, like in that, like, place, you know,
like mirror. Like, if you know, like, same thing with like if you're having rapport with somebody in person, like mirroring them without them knowing you're mirroring, you know, like they move their knee, you move your knee, they pick up the glass, you pick up the glass.
Right. It's these little subtle things that they have a really big impact. You can hear it in cartoons. You can hear it in commercials. You know, the big thing right now is like being conversational, right? Every commercial, every audition that comes up is all about conversational. But if I want to be conversational, they don't really want you to be conversational. We're just having a conversation now, and this is conversational, but they don't want me to talk like this in a commercial. But what they don't want is, they don't want you to go, you know, you can get the latest edition of Ajax to clean your floors. They don't want that. But they don't want you to just talk like you're having a conversation. So it's all about manipulating it to feel like it's conversational, but it's really not. And it's just, you know, it's the same way in business when it comes to marketing, and there are subtle things that you can do that can make a big impact on the results that you get in your marketing, subtle things that you can change about the way your attitude is throughout the course of the day to make you feel better when things aren't going your way, subtle things that can tweak, that can make you feel crappy and you don't even notice that those things are happening, but suddenly you're in a bad mood and it's like, oh, well, what can I do to turn it around? I find all those things fascinating, and it's one of the reasons why I am a marketer and a voice actor. It's just so interesting to me.
You know, it's really interesting, yeah, like, because, like, we get in a bad mood because we're saying words in our head. We're having a conversation with ourselves silently, but it's a conversation. So if, like, you almost think, like, if you didn't have language, how can you get angry at yourself?
Because right.
The language is you're putting this meaning, you're putting the words to, you know, water means water because we say it means water. You know,
right.
Water could be a cup. I'm pouring cup. Like, it's just, that was the meaning that was attached to that word. And our brain, you know, it's amazing how the brain puts all those connections together. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, you got me thinking about that. Like, even like just on my own show, like if I was to say to you, you know, Tim, I'm so grateful that you came on today. Or if I said, you know, Tim, I'm so grateful that I had this opportunity that for you to come on the show today. It's like such a different, and I never even realized I'm doing it myself. Like, it's really, it's such a powerful, when you think of language and when you think of how you're having a conversation with somebody.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you know, that conversation you were mentioning, the conversation you have with yourself, you know, just a great example. You know, my son is 2.5 years old and he is the full extent of terrible twos. He's like the best kid ever. He's so much fun and he's so great and he's so happy. But he has, you know, his attitude changes on a dime and he decides he's not going to do something. He is not going to do that thing. And he's had some days lately that are really just, he's just been over the top. And, you know, it's amazing the power of the conversation that we have in our head, what that has. It's like, you know, the other day he was doing some things and he was ignoring me over and over and over. And I would say, Owen, I don't want you to do that. And he would go do it. And I'd say, Owen, pick up your toys. And he wouldn't pick up his toys. He would look at me and smile and not pick up his toys and do these things that infuriate you. But, you know, individually, it's not that big a deal and it's not going to change your life and whatever. But I kept having this conversation in my head. Owen is really being frustrating right now. Wow, this day is really not my favorite day. It's really getting on my nerves. And I felt my attitude getting worse and worse and worse and worse. By the end of the day, I made a comment. I said to my wife, I was like, boy, you know, Owen is just being hellish right now. And she just goes, he's not being hellish. That's not hellish. You know, she's a full-time mom. So she's like, you know, I've seen hellish. That's not hellish. He's just being rebellious. He's being a pain in the butt. There's a difference between hellish. And as I thought about it, I was like, yeah, he's not really being hellish. He's just ignoring me. But the conversation in my head led me to feel like this was like this ridiculously horrible day. But it was all just the words that I was saying to myself.
Wow. You know, like, how quickly our thoughts can be hijacked once you let it run, and if it keeps running, that's it. Like your brain could get hijacked, literally.
Yeah, and you have to. Sometimes it takes somebody else, like my wife. She's really great at that for me. To put on the brakes and be like, hold up, just think about what you're doing right now. Let's be rational. And sometimes you have to do it for yourself. And a lot of times we have to be willing to say, sometimes I can't or won't. You know, sometimes I'm just not going to put on the brakes. Sometimes I'm just going to let my emotions run away with me and I'm just going to be grumpy and upset and, you know, whatever. And that's just going to happen. And fine, do it, get through it, go through your day, be done with it, wake up tomorrow feeling fresh. But you know, I think a lot of the time we have to be willing to recognize what's going on, put on the brakes and say, okay, is the day really the worst day I've ever had? Or is it just some things have gone wrong and it's time to turn it around? That can be really powerful and it's not easy. But I think if we can do that, we can lead ourselves to a lot more happy days than so many frustrating negative ones.
Oh, man. Tim, dropping so much value. Guys, we're at the end of today's episode. Please head over to makemyintro.com just to see more about what Tim's doing, what he's about. You know, just listen to the intro of the show again, and you can hear just some of the amazing work that Tim has done. Tim, it's an honor, man, to have obviously met you, and now we're doing the show, and I'm looking forward to connecting tomorrow.
Yeah, man, love it. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying the Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. Something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.